The city of Georgetown held its second annual LGBTQ Pride over the weekend. The Saturday event went smoothly despite challenging weather and an apparent threat against a lesbian couple in the community of about 33,000. With temperatures reaching only the low 40s, it was a chilly day for an event described as a community cookout. But at least 100 showed up for the hot chili, cider, and sweet treats, as well as music and speeches on the lawn of a private home on the city's main street. Speakers commented about their belief that Georgetown needs to join 8 other Kentucky communities that have adopted fairness ordinances. Mayor Tom Prather believes Georgetown should revisit the issue following a vote to table a proposed ordinance last March.
I would like for our community to go through the process of understanding what can go into a fairness ordinance and how that ordinance can be fine-tuned in such a way that we protect our citizens, yet not introduce the fear that has been sparked in some sectors of the community.
On Wednesday of last week, a married lesbian couple told WKYT-TV that a pumpkin in their Georgetown yard had been vandalized with the carving of a swastika along with a traditional Halloween face. The couple say following that incident, they've received numerous messages of support from others in the community where they've lived together for 8 years. For WEKU, I'm John Hingsbergen.